we still had some cans of Agatha's spray paint, and I painted Mother of All Bombs on the side of the contraption. It took us about 5 hours to finish building the launcher. Brandon pointed out MOAB actually stood for Massive Ordnance Air Blast, but his brother said,
"Don't be that guy.
It doesn't matter. The name's still wrong. When they say Mother of All Bombs, they mean one giant bomb, not whatever this thing is. You should call it the Bomb Chicken or something."
It's too late. I've already named it. Besides, I like the name. It's a play on words.
Well, I'm gonna call it the Bomb Chicken whether you like it or not.
Brandon was correct that the title MOAB was misleading. The apparatus wasn't a bomb at all, but a device designed to launch bombs. Multiple types of bombs.
It's the bomb's mother. Get it?
And we can name the bombs its babies. None of them had been impressed.
You need to stick to punching things and blowing them up. Leave the creative to me.
The device wasn't complicated, but it had to be precisely built, especially here with the bumpy hallways. It was little more than a curved ski jump-like ramp made from a pair of spare part chopper wheel wells, with a pair of half-pipe channels at the ends to keep the babies steady, and tiny, shock-absorbing front wheelchair coasters for the very end of the ramp, keeping the end of the conduit inches from the ground. As a kid, I'd had something similar for my Matchbox cars. You dropped the cars into the top, and gravity took care of the rest. They'd plummet down the water slide-like ramp, gaining speed, hitting the ground at full throttle. If you built the ramp correctly, especially the part at the end, the cars would ease onto the flat surface, still accelerating by the time they were halfway across the room. It had taken us several hours to get this correct. We had very little space to test this in, but thanks to the know-how from Brandon and Chris, I was confident that the babies would work as intended. I discovered something interesting while building the device. This should have been obvious earlier, but it hadn't even occurred to me. In the safe room, all of my sticks of dynamite were harmless. I could pull them out, and under status, they had inert while in safe room, followed by a parenthesis stating their real status. Their status still ticked down while being handled, and I didn't want to tempt fate enough to find out what would happen when that status reached zero. But I was relatively certain they wouldn't blow. Brandon stepped back now, admiring our work.
Do you really think this is gonna kill it?
Not a chance. That thing is level 93. It ain't going to like this too much, but there's no way it'll be enough. The babies will slow it down, though.
If it's not gonna kill it, then why are we doing this?
It's all part of the plan.
Wait, what exactly is the plan? I thought this was the plan.
Like I said, it's part of it, but it's not all of it. I can't tell you the rest.
I pointed up at the ceiling, which had become the universal gesture for the assholes are listening. Since the scheme involved using a dungeon exploit, I wanted to keep it in my head. Even Donut didn't know the full extent. Mordecai told us that the viewers couldn't see our private chats, but Borant and the dungeon AI could. I didn't want to risk them changing the rules on us at the last second. Because that would really suck. Not that I'd live long enough to complain about it. We needed to get safely into the hallway, so the first component of this insane scheme was also one of the most terrifying parts. My first suggestion was to wait for the grubs to regroup and get close enough for the Rage Elemental to go hunting them again. But the grubs were painfully slow, and more of them were hitting the pupa stage, meaning they were no longer moving around. Imani came up with a bold solution.
Why don't we just open the damn door?
This was hours ago, right when we started building the MOAB. We all looked at each other. I immediately grasped what she was saying. The idea was horrifying, but she was right. We were in a safe room. Mobs would teleport away. Not far away, according to Mordecai, but they would still be ejected.
Well, shit.
I put down my goblin riveter.
Maybe we don't need to build this thing at all.
So, we tested it. We moved everyone to the other side of the restaurant, near the entrance to the sleeping chambers. I didn't know what was trembling more, me or the door. If we were wrong about this...
I walked up, and I hesitantly reached for the exit. The moment I turned the handle, the door burst inward, and a giant claw raked at me, coming at my face as I flew back into the room. The sound of the monster teleporting away was odd, like that of an electrical generator turning on.
Holy crap. That worked.
I sat up. My eyes searched the map, looking for it. I didn't see it anywhere. But a moment later, my relief turned to dread as I saw the dot rocketing toward us. It had come from the main hallway.
Shit. It's really booking it. It remembers where we are.
Keep the door open. See if the dungeon sends it further away this time. Or if it learns.
It was maybe 90 seconds before it entered our hallway again. It killed any grubs it passed, but it seemed to ignore the ones in the pupa stage. It came to the door and once again tried to swipe at me. Again, it teleported away. This time it came from another hallway down, but it appeared to have still been teleported out into the main hallway. We tried it several times. Each time, the elemental took anywhere from 75 to 120 seconds to return. It was clear the monster was unintelligent, nothing more than the single-minded embodiment of rage. We eventually closed the door, not wanting to create any more grub corpses. I went back to work on the Moab.